$600,000 in the dorm fund where she got the $500,000 another year.
Since it is somewhat contingent upon having that meeting, let me just tell you where we are with that. Those of you who are on the table know that I had asked you to kind of see if your September 1st, which is next Thursday, is available.
We still have not heard back from Kara, the scheduler, about whether or not that's actually going to work. And boy, I tell you, it's getting really late to be able to make sure that all the people that need to know are in that meeting or at that meeting. And the other option, I said, well, it isn't crucial that we have that meeting, you know, in August or September. I said we could meet, if it's more convenient, we could meet after the, somewhere in the middle of November would be fine with us as well. So I'm almost ready to give a call on Monday and say, you know what, it's so late, let's just move it to sometime when they can get that together. So it's frustrating not to be so close to the possibility of that meeting and not know when we're going to actually meet. And that's a meeting that will involve the commissioners and the two town supervisors. So.
I really can't overemphasize the fact that when that meeting takes place, I'd also like to see somebody from the county there too.
I'm confident that Kurt will probably be there.
I would really like to see them.
Yeah,
they were at the last one.
Yeah.
There's generally a couple.
Right. There's a whole posse of folk who join us on that in that meeting.
One thing I want to mention, the last big project we had that we did get a grant for, we basically paid 25% of the cost of that project. We had to wait a while before we got reimbursed by the state. But, you know, this is a $4 million project. We're putting a million in. That's 25%. If we have to do a $600,000 bond, we're putting $1.6 million in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it just doesn't wash with me. It seems like a million should be what we got to stick by and just say, you know, you're killing us, expecting us to come up with $1 million. You know.
Yeah. Bill, shall I assume that you would like to be a part of that meeting? Should we have it?
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I want to be sure then include
Bill,
you with that.
But. I know that we've discussed this in finance, but I think it just needs to be. Oh, even though there's hardly any public here, that you said it's a 30% raise to the taxes, but what does that come out in dollars amount per
it
assessment?
Probably, 30% would probably be about $90,000 a year, somewhere around there. Another 90 grand, 80, 90 grand.
I meant per
on
person.
Your,
well,
if you look on this one page, he's got on 200,000, it was $32 increase, 4 or 5%.
So we bond. Because at one point when we were talking about bonding, we were looking at and saying it might cost as much as $500 per property.
Yeah.
Is that still the figure we're looking at, that the taxes would be raised to the point where we're at $500 more per property?
Well, basically I said on the more expensive properties, it would be over $1,000 a year in special districts.
Over $1,000 a year in more expensive properties.
But that was a million.
For 30 years.
And that'll go on. I mean, that could go up every year with other costs.
That's the thing I don't think most people understand about the bonding, right? Mm-hmm. They hear a percentage, but they don't equate it out to.
No, it's ugly.
It's very ugly.
I mean, on a $200,000 piece of property, which is not an uncommon piece of property to be late.
Right.
I mean, it's already up to almost $700. Mm-hmm. So you add a bond onto that, it's going to be over $1,000. There's no question. It's maybe over $1,000 for a district assessment.
You're not saying $1,000 beyond the $700. You're saying,
no, I'm
total,
saying probably total. Up to $1,000, maybe $1,100, something like that.
If I go by your figures, Bill, of an increase on a $200,000 property this year, is $32.63.
Yeah.
So
on 5%.
Yeah,
5%.
So we're probably talking.
I'd say a
$200 increase.
Oh, it'd be five times that. Mm-hmm.
Five times, which is $163.
Like that.
So $200 on to pay for the bond.
Yeah. And that's
on top of everything.
On top of everything else. But again, I get back to the fact that if we put $1 million into this project, we are paying 25%. Of the cost, and that's generally what's expected by the state for a match is 25%. If we have to then go in and pick up the shortfall with a bond, then obviously we're paying much more than 25%. And if you think, people don't think this is a private lake and want people off of it, you raise some of their taxes to $1,000 in a special assessment, they're gonna be, this is our lake. You're gonna do what we ask you to do. I mean, it's gonna get even uglier for the board and the commissioners, because they're gonna come in here and they're gonna say, you know, look at what I'm paying in taxes to use this lake. And, you know,
They already feel that way.
I mean, there's a lot of people that, the finance committee, in my opinion, did a great job. We looked at all the possible avenues of raising money, okay? Banks were out. We had Jim Jarrow sitting there. Forget it. A bank's not gonna lend you any money because you have no collateral. Nobody wants this lake as collateral, okay? Number two, loans. Federal grant loans or something like that, federal home loans or something, I forget what they call them. But that's still on the burden of the taxpayer. And those probably would be a shorter term than a bond would be. Then we're talking about bonding, and I can tell you from my experience at Niagara Cutter, we tried to get an industrial revenue bond in the state of New York to build it, to put an addition on our plant. I think for $1 million, it was $50,000 in bond fees, bond legal fees. I mean, so you're not only are going to spend the amortization and the interest, you're going to have some substantial upfront costs on just putting the bond together.
So I hear you. I know, but that's why I said I'm not sure that people really understand what a bond is going to do to their overall tax.
A bond is our last resort.
That's why I'm stressing it over to Kathy. And the rest, and that's why we have to go in with the towns and the county as a united front and say, come on. The perspective of this, in 1981, this district was formed. Since 1981, we've spent a little over $3 million on the dam, on repairs. Now we got a project in front of us that's $4 million, okay? Stephanie can also take you back to a letter of intent we wrote back in 2012, and I'm not trying to throw Hatch under the bus, but they said that the valve project was going to be $1,575,000. Well, once you lift the hood up, mm-hmm. and you start to think about what it's going to cost to do this, all of a sudden it gets a little more detailed, and in this case, it became a lot more detailed. So it's a big burden to put on just the property owners in this district. That's a huge burden to put on. And that's what I think we have to stress. And
there's one avenue that we have, Daryl actually has tried to make progress this last year, but I think maybe that needs to be a focus this year, is the federal government. We haven't gotten anything out of the federal government. He has, through the
Schumer's office.
Schumer's office got things started, but maybe we need to get aggressive and get call meetings with some of the other federal representatives and get a meeting. They do these town halls. Maybe we, as a board, should be going to one of them, and there are two of them or three of them, and sit down and give them our plight. Mm-hmm. There's obviously some money there. If we can find an avenue that we can, but maybe that's one of our avenues left to come up with some money.
Schumer's office, you know, the assistant there in that office, after, I don't know, a month or two of kind of looking things over, basically bounced it back and said, you'd be better off to go at the state level.
Yeah.
We never heard back from Tom Reed's office and anybody and the others that we had had asked about. So they're just bouncing it back.
I think we need to set face to face, and because their representatives only have a few minutes with them to cover a lot of details, and Rushford is just a little pinpoint on what we've had a request from Rushford Lake. They need help with some money, and by the way, the bridge is out, and so you need to we need to be right in front of them, just like we did with the senator, see if we can't.
I almost think before we have any meeting that's going to involve us and the towns and the county, we should have a preliminary meeting with them about how they should real emphatically stand behind us on this thing. Make sure that they...
Who's them, meeting with them?
The county and the town supervisors.
Okay, in-house, okay.
Yeah, just so that they know that they've got to get in that meeting and just not sit there. They have to mention just how important this is to their community.
Yeah.
And it's just not us sitting there. Stressing that point.
Dan, you had something?
Jerry might have answered it. Has the county done anything for us at all? Have we received any commitment on their part?
Not financially. Just he's been, Kurt's been the liaison to kind of make this happen. In fact, it probably, we wouldn't be where we are today with this $2 million grant without Kurt's help of getting things together and making calls and making it happen.
And they have offered equipment also.
Right, they've offered in-kind things, but they're not willing at this point to write a big check.
But I understand we're renting the equipment to cut this road in, so much for the equipment they offered.
Yeah.
Well, we may get some help from the county when the timeframe of how long they can help us could fit the secondary dam.
Okay.
But it didn't fit too good on the road. The road is a long project, and they can't give us that much time. You can't go in and do a little bit and then pull out to help us, because then we have to stop work. So it's...
I'm looking at the clock. I don't want to cut any discussion off prematurely, but are there other questions of Bill? So the process from here at this point, then, is...
Well, we've had our preliminary hearing, and then somewhere down the line, you can either do it today, or you can do it at a later meeting. You'll have to vote to pass the budget. Again, we're over the cap, so we have to have a super majority on that. And Steph, I know there's a special...
Form
that we fill out when we do that vote. I think we've done it the last few years.
Yeah, can't go to the controller's office.
Should we plan on doing that in the 24th of September, our next meeting?
Sure.
And we can do that, I think, at the same meeting, can't we? We can have that resolution as well as a budget vote at that point in time. But wanted to be sure that we had a full airing of kind of where we are with this. Thank you, Bill and committee, for all of your hard efforts and work to get this put together for us. It's always a challenge, I'm sure, year to year, not the least of which this year, given our financial challenges ahead of us here. So